So today we celebrate the saints who have gone before us. And for those of us who've lost a loved one, it's a bittersweet feeling because while we missed our loved ones, we do grieve because we're still human and we're living in this world with all the human emotions and feelings that we have. While we have that, we also hear the promise of eternal life in Christ. So there's hope, right? There's good news. And I love how our children embraced it. We're going to go to heaven. I mean, it was clear, like, they understood. So we too have that message and that hope, but we still live in this world. So we grieve. So it's bittersweet. So we need to be reminded over and over of the powerful message of eternal life in all circumstances, because this world will try to keep our focus on the earthly and temporary things. You know, the batteries run out. I'm talking about our physical batteries run out. And how many times do we get caught up in that? You know, worrying what doctor we need to see, how we can fix this, how we can elongate our time, and how we can just beat this inevitable. And it is inevitable, my friends, the running of our physical batteries. I remember one time my child was young, and we were driving, and I don't know, we were talking about, I think he had a toy and the battery ran out, and we were kind of talking about how things run out, it happens. He's like, yeah, your battery is going to run out earlier, huh, Ma? I'm like, what do you mean, kid? Don't worry, your battery's going too one of these days, maybe later than mine, but you know, we all understand the concept, I think, in one way or another, of the beginning and the end. Because we're finite, we're limited. But hear the good news today. The God that we serve is not finite. There is no beginning, there is no end with God. And that is something that we cannot fully grasp. We had youth group the other day, and the kids were asking powerful questions. And they wanted to know. And I think we need to get back to that place where we understand that we don't know everything. That it is only God who has the answers. And at a certain point, we need to come to God as a child and say, I don't understand, but Lord, I trust you that you there is no beginning with you. There is no end with you. You are the Alpha and the Omega, all that we need. And that's ultimately what it comes down to, faith. So today, as we hear the message today of Jesus, and Jesus doesn't mince words. He doesn't pull his punches. He's very clear, especially to the scribes and the Pharisees. You know, you're quick to tell others what to do, but do you do it too? You're quick to put all these heavy burdens on others, but are you also living it? There's only one God, my friends, only one Messiah. So all of us are in the same boat. There's only one Lord and one ruler in our lives. And I pray that it's Jesus. Because if you're going to trust me, we're going down. If we're going to trust each other, we're going down. But the good news is that God's going to work through us to lift us up and to give us a glimpse of that eternity so that together we can proclaim the good news that even when our batteries are done, even when things are out of our control, that we trust together in the one who promises us no more mourning, no more pain, who promises us new life, abundant life for all who trust in Jesus. What more do we need? So together, as we proclaim that message, let us pray for God to speak to our hearts what we need to hear on this All Saints Sunday. Let us pray. Holy God, as we come to you this morning, there are many things vying for our attention. We understand to some extent that our time on earth is limited. We don't fully understand this promise that you give to us of eternal life and all that means. It's so beyond us. Forgive us, God, for not trusting in you. But this morning, I pray that your Holy Spirit would enter each person into this place online, here in person, and whenever we're hearing this message, that you might speak to us once more of your powerful good news, all this through Christ, in Christ, and because of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So today, Jesus tells us, all who exalt themselves are going to be humbled, and all the things that we humble is going to be exalted. I think it's a good reminder that we don't have it all figured out, especially for those of us who maybe have done some theological studies and who are expected to have the answers. I'm going to say it from the pulpit. I don't have all the answers. But that's good, right? It's good to know that we don't have to have all the answers. But we do need to know where to go for the answers. Jesus, he's the one who tells us about God's kingdom. He tells us about how it works in his kingdom, the rules of his kingdom. And he tells us the way that we can get to the kingdom, which is through Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get to the Father but through Jesus, my friends. And I know that's hard because in our limited understanding, you know, we hear the words of Jesus who tells us, love one another, right? That was the theme last week, love one another, love God. So if we're supposed to love each other, aren't we supposed to say it's all going to be okay and it's fine? So then what is this message about Jesus being the only way? Aren't there other ways to you? Listen, we need to hear what Jesus says. We can't presume to know all the other things, but we can hear what Jesus says, that he will lead us to the Father. And Jesus came because our priorities were all mixed up. We lifted up things that should not be lifted up. We exalted those who should not be exalted, who should not have priority. So Jesus came to kind of get us to reorient, reprioritize our life. Have you ever had your priorities in the wrong order and you realized it later? I have. So as you know, my son, he's in college now, but last year was a senior year. Oh my goodness, last year was hectic, let me tell you. From the college application process, and some of you have gone through it and you might remember, right? It's a little stressful to say the least. Because, you know, we have all these ideas and all these things we want, but it doesn't always work out the way we want. So that was in place. And then on top of that, I wanted him to enjoy the senior year. You know, the senior prom and this, that, the other thing. Well, guess what? We had a little thing called moving in between that we needed to start packing and get things done. And then my husband's parents, my in-laws, they passed away in May and in July. So, you know, talk about not being in control. I was there. It really gave me a chance, though. I do have to say, the ideas that I had in my head of how things should go, you know, I wanted to have an event, and my son grew up in this place for 8 years, so he had friends that he built up from fifth grade onward, and you know, I knew them. I watched them grow up, and I wanted to have activities for them, and you know, provide get-togethers for them to be able to really enjoy their senior year, but it didn't happen. All the best laid plans kind of went out the window. But, it made me realize, it made me understand that I was not in charge. Like you ever thought you were in charge? You ever act like you know what's going to happen and you're going to do your best to make it happen and it doesn't? Well, yeah, that's where I was. But when I went to God, as I continued to pray and ask for help, because let me tell you, all these things alone are not easy, but all together, they're quite a challenge. God reoriented me, moved me to what I was stuck on, to what I needed to see, which is that the things I had put up, exalted, they weren't that important. I had to rearrange my priorities. And as God helped me to focus on what was more important, all the things that I thought were so important, they became less of a stress. And it was like, all right, that didn't happen, but this did. And so instead of lamenting what I didn't have, what I couldn't do, the hecticness, I try to focus on being grateful and celebrate what I could celebrate. Hey, listen, at least he had a graduation, because a couple years ago, guess what? With COVID, there would not have been a graduation. So, right? That's something to be grateful for. And with my in-laws passing, you know, I was grateful. My husband was able to go to India both times. And actually, he was able to go in February of earlier that year before they passed and spend time with them. Who knew? Well, God knew that he needed that time. So I had to refocus and understand what I did have, the blessings that happened. And well, the move, it happened with or without me, right? And you all have been wonderful. So it all works out. It put things into perspective. It helped me to understand what is more important. Spending time with my loved one was more important. You know, as today, as we celebrate all those who have gone before us, remember them, honor them. We need to understand that the time we have on earth is short. You know, the ones who passed away, did you ever think they would pass away so sudden? I don't think we are ready for loss. No matter what age, no matter what circumstances, I think it hits us hard, right? Even if they're young, even if they're older, it just hurts because a part of us doesn't want to let go of our loved ones. So it's hard. But the good news, my friends, is that as hard as this life is, our Jesus promises us that there are things that we need to be grateful for, and even more, he promises us that it's going to get better. In this world, Jesus says, you have trouble. In this world, you will have worries. In this world, it will be hard. It will be a challenge. But take heart, for I have overcome the world. That's what Jesus tells each one of us. So my friends, if there are things that you are worried about, if there are things that are just too much for you, if there are things that you have put up that just have crashed, know that our Lord is inviting us to reprioritize and get things in the right order. Thank God for the promise of eternity, where all the things that we worried about today, they will be no more. And God will be our light. That's the promise, that we don't have to worry about making sure the batteries change. Oh, don't forget the batteries in your clocks, right? That we got to remember those physical things. But when it comes to Jesus, we don't have to worry about changing our batteries. We just have to plug into the power that he gives to us through the Holy Spirit. Amen. So that way you don't have to worry about what's coming. Jesus will give you the strength that you and I need through his Holy Spirit. That power will never die. That power will never run out. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit that the world was created. You know, God spoke through the Word, and the Spirit hovered over the waters. So God the Father, Jesus the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three in one, work together to bring about creation, to bring us into being. And if he brought us into being, can he not give new life to us? Can he not take our physical bodies, which will run out, and give us new life, eternal life, if we but trust in him? Friends, what are the things that matter to you? What are the things that you put first? Maybe it's providing the best for your family. Maybe you want the best for your kids, and you want to do all you can to set them up for success. Those are good things, right? Absolutely. And while they are good things, we need to remember that these successes and these physical things have a beginning and an end. They will not last forever. Our Lord has no beginning and end. So what we need to do instead, take our time on earth, instead of achieving and focusing on things that are limited, we need to refocus on the things that are a gift. The time with our loved ones, my friend, is a gift. We don't know how long we have. The time with our kids, you know, I knew that I would miss my son, right? I knew it was coming, so I was prepared for that. But it's a good thing that I kept praying, because if I had just focused all my energy on my kid, you know, I would miss him a lot more, and I would be moping around the house, depressed, and, you know, holding on to what was not meant to be held on to. See, I can't exalt my kid above my relationship with God, because that's not going to work. Sometimes we exalt other things before our relationship with God. Instead of focusing on the gift he gives us, we need to focus on the giver of the gift, and that is God. In every season. My friends, you heard Jesus today, right? Jesus asked the question, what is greater, the gift on the altar or the altar that makes the gift sacred? Do we hold on to the gifts? And do we hold on to them more than we do the giver, God? I think as we consider stewardship, we need to ask that question. Because I think at a certain point, we all recognize that God has given us our very breath. We recognize that God has given us our family. God has given us the job. We have the talents and the abilities we have because there's no way that each one of us chose to have those particular talents and gifts. And nothing, by the way, we did to earn them, right? So I think we understand that all this is a gift from God. So why do we put these gifts above God? Why do we hold on to them instead of turning to God saying, thank you, God, for what you've done. Thank you for what you've given me. And here is the portion back. Because I am grateful. I am grateful for what you've done for me, and I want to do what you created me to do. Jesus, what he's saying to the crowds, to the disciples, to us, is that there's only one who is to be exalted. Only one God. And my friends, I pray that as we hear his message, that we would reorient ourselves, reprioritize if we put anything above God. As we consider the saints who've gone before them, we can learn a lot from their faith and follow their examples. Paul writes all these letters that we can learn from and hold on, and the promises he gives to us. But you know, Paul was no saint when he was on earth. So we have to remember that we are all human. None of us is above the other. And that's what Jesus reminds us, that yes, Pharisees and scribes, you are not above others. We are in this together, my friends. We are all on a journey. We are all called to a special relationship with God. You know, last week we talked about Reformation Sunday. That was the protest that Martin Luther nailed on the 95 Theses on the cross, on the church door, saying, none of us can guarantee a place in God's kingdom. You can't buy your way in. So the indulgences they were selling, you can't buy them to earn a place in heaven. It is a free gift through Christ. Christ, who needs to be first in our lives. So my friends, as we remember the saints and their faith, I pray that we are encouraged and we have hope that we will meet our loved ones one day. That as we share the hope with our kids about eternal life in Christ, that we are reminded as well, because we need to be reminded, that we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry that things will not work out, because through Christ, all of us have a place in our Lord's kingdom. And so, my friends, as we share this news, as we celebrate this good news, I pray we open ourselves to the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we too can be empowered to get through this life and into eternity. Amen.